Somerton Note by Doris Rogers, read by Kevin Wilde. Whatever I buy, things seem to go wrong, no matter whatever I boat. It does no good creating a song, nor can you call it Somerton Note. I bought a new jumper at a very good shop. I saw it in Twinder. I liked it a lot. When I got home, I found a torn spot, and that weren't Somerton Note. That jumper weren't cheap. In fact, it were pretty dear. And for that, I'd paid quite a bit. It shouldn't have been damaged at the price that it were, and that weren't Somerton Note. Woman in shop looked at me in disgust when I asked for my money back. She said, I can't do that, you'll get me the sack. Now that tale were all Somerton Note. She told me I'd snagged it when trying it on, with me ring, or somewhat like that. I said, don't blame me for somewhat I hadn't done, cos that tale's all Somerton Note. But I got me brass back, as rightly as should, and I shan't go no more to that shop, cos once is enough to be sold faulty stuff, and I don't call that Somerton Note. Another time it were a pair of shoes that I'd bought, and one shoe seemed bigger than t'other. I realised what had happened when I got back home, and that weren't Somerton Note. That assistant had put odd shoes into the box. One was size 5 and t'other were a 6. No wonder I'd got me feet in a fix. Talk about Somerton Note. Such shoes went back for the shop to sort out. T'assistant looked amazed when I told her. She tried to blame me, saying I must have odd feet. And she said it was Somerton Note. But when she found shoe box with t'other odd pair, there were naught else she could say about it. She'd to admit a mistake and be honest and fair, and agree it weren't all Somerton Note.